Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
So I have a question this afternoon, and we'll make the WhatsApp line a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the kitchen earlier, making coffee, before the show started.
Yeah.
Opened the fridge to grab the milk, and there's a pizza box from one of my favorite pizza places.
Okay.
And I'm just like, ooh, nice. Someone's got good lunch today. And then it got me thinking, it's such a stereotype that people at work steal other people's lunch. And it didn't cross my mind that I would open this pizza box and take a slice for myself, right?
No.
But then I was like, whoa, but maybe I should just look.
And
okay. Then I thought, no. You know, for the sake of science, I want to know, is anyone willing to admit taking someone else's lunch at the office? Have you ever done it, Joe? In this very building, have you ever, with malice aforethought, gone to the fridge to see if you could find something to snack on that didn't belong to you?
No, I haven't done anything like that. But what I have done is taken people's Tupperware. When we've got food at the station and I'm like, oh, the kids would love a bit of cake.
Yes.
And I'm like, but what am I going to carry it with? And
then I'll just borrow the kitchen. This Tupperware.
And then I'm like, oh, this looks nice. It's complete. It's got a... Someone will miss this.
Someone will miss this.
And then I hope that one day when I come back with fruit, someone doesn't say, that looks awfully familiar.
I've seen that Tupperware.
Mm-hmm.
I have the rest of the set at home. No, honestly, I thought, let's just throw open the WhatsApp line this afternoon.
Yeah.
0848500942. We'll keep you anonymous, absolutely. Have you ever taken someone's lunch at work? Is that a thing? Or is it just a story that people tell?
Or if you reformed and you used to do it at your previous job, then you can, you know, then you can feel free to tell stuff about like what you used to do before you became a better person.
Also,
a manager.
Most importantly, I want to know what it was. What
was so good.
What was in the scuff tin that you couldn't say no to? What was the thing? 0848500942. We'll keep you anonymous this afternoon. But yes, have you ever deliberately at the office eaten someone else's lunch? Because it's such a thing. It's spoken about. And of the, and I counted, 37 WhatsApps, the first 37 I checked, 36 of them said, I didn't, but I have had my lunch taken.
Yes.
So there, that's my point. Where are those 36 people?
Who are the takers?
Who are the takers? We have one. Hello, Anonymous.
Hi.
Tell us the story.
Oh my gosh, this is embarrassing. Okay, well, so we have two fridges in our office. So one is like for food and one is for all the milk and cold drinks. And this one day, I didn't pack lunch and I was just so hungry. And I decided to open this mini fridge and there was this beautiful big Tupperware full of a lot of food. It's like a lamb roast thing.
Ooh.
And I just decided, you know, this thing is so flippin' full, nobody is going to notice it's gone. And me being me, yeah. I actually took some and I shook the Tupperware to make it level again just so that nobody can notice it. And turns out, at the end of the day, that was my boss's food.
Ah! Did you get busted?
Yeah, the day after, I did admit, you know, it was too good. I took some, and he was like, okay, no, it's fine. And then from there, he actually makes a lot of food every day, and then I get his leftovers that he can't finish.
Oh, that's cool.
But then Anonymous...
I still feel guilty.
Where did you eat your food, though? Because you sound like you feel guilty about it. So where do you eat, like, a stolen meal like that? Because then anyone can walk past you and be like, hey.
To take it out. You're sitting in the car, bro. Quietly.
So, okay, I was actually really in my car. I took a little bowl full of it, and I just went outside. And I just sat in my car, and I ate it. While I was eating this, I was checking, like, everywhere around if nobody sees me. And that was just weird. And from there on out, I'm not eating in my car anymore. I'm eating in the little kitchen now, so everybody can see I'm eating food that is, you know, given to me or mine.
A life of crime is too stressful, my bro. You can't carry on like that. Now you miss it with stolen lamb stew in the car looking over your shoulder. It's no way to live.
It's okay. It was exciting, though. Don't get a lot of excitement, so that was exciting.
One out of 37. Anonymous, we appreciate your honesty today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a lovely afternoon.
You guys too.
Cheers. There you go. We found one person.
One honest person.
One. Are they though, Joe? Are they really?